Perhaps the most visually striking of the eight disciplines at the World Equestrian Games is vaulting. To learn more about the sport, I spoke with Jan Weber, the game's deputy discipline manager for vaulting.
Vaulting, for the spectators out there, is one of the most spectacular things you'll see done with a horse. It's dance and gymnastics on the back of a cantering horse, in a nutshell.
And so when we talk about dance and gymnastics, what will these athletes and the horse, what will they be doing?
Well, in the individual events, you'll see handstands and dramatic dismounts, and the vaulters select their own music and choreograph a routine that they get judged on for how well it's performed, how smooth it is, accuracy, degree of difficulty, and it's like a ballet on a horse. In the team events, you're going to see up to three individuals on the horse at the same time, sometimes in a pyramid kind of formation, but again, it's choreographed to be like a ballet on a horse.
That was Jan Weber, Deputy Discipline Manager for vaulting. The vaulting competition kicks off October 6th at the Kentucky Horse Park, with the team champions declared just before the game's closing ceremony. Endurance, on the other hand, will be the first discipline at WEG to name a winner. To learn more about endurance, I headed out to Shaker Village near Harrodsburg, where chef d'équipe Becky Hart leads the U.S. team in training.
Endurance is a long-distance horse race, so instead of seeing horses going around the track like most people are used to, we go for 50 or 100 miles, and at the world level, the distance is 100 miles. For this particular course at the World Equestrian Games, it will be turf. We'll have lots of grass, there'll be creek crossings, there'll be about 3 miles of pavement, a couple miles of gravel, and it will be a fairly flat course with a little rolling hill. So we'll expect some fast times.
What do you do to make sure the horses don't overexert themselves?
Well, the thing that's the most important for all these riders, most of whom own their own horses, at least in the U.S., is the safety and the welfare of the horse, and that's always the paramount issue. What happens is the horses will come in, they'll do maybe a 20-mile loop, that would be their first loop. They'll come into a vet check and they'll be thoroughly examined by the veterinarians. The veterinarians will make sure that they're not lame. They'll make sure that there are no issues with their heart rate or they're not dehydrated. And if the horse looks bright and able to continue, then they're allowed to go on. If not, if there's, you know, one or two little things that don't look quite right, then the horse is stopped before it gets into any kind of big trouble.
How do you prepare for an event such as this? I mean, obviously you can't be practicing your horse 100 miles a day. So how do you gear up for an endurance race?
Well, the great thing about horses is we do not need to ride them the distance they're going to race. A typical week for a horse might be to do a couple of 10-mile rides and maybe a 15-mile ride, but we'll do lots of walking. And this takes years to bring a horse up to this level. It's not something where you're going to take a young 5-year-old out and bring them to a world championship. Our youngest horse is 8, and horses in their prime for this sport tend to be between 12 and 15.
That was Becky Hart, chef d'équipe of the U.S. endurance team. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Brenna Angel in Lexington.